So after college, I taught school in a neighboring village, and I was the, my major was English, but I also had qualifications for library science, so I was the school librarian. And I went to, got my training for library science in Sioux Falls, but I was teaching in Minnesota. And they required an endorsement to what I had already accomplished. So I went to summer school to accommodate that requirement, went back to teach in the same school a second year, and then the times were turbulent, and the Army Air Corps established a base in Sioux Falls, and that was exciting to see all the incoming soldiers from every part of the United States. And in the meantime, there were advertisements out for people to be instructors to these students, and it was a radio technical school. And so a friend and I were brave enough to go out and inquire about this job, and found that we were accepted. And so we taught international Morse code and trained the students to be radio operators on planes. So we had to learn the dit-das. And so we started out being in the same classes with the students that we were teaching. And then after a few weeks, they pulled us, the instructors, aside and gave us a crash course so we would be ahead of the students. And we copied letters, A, B, C, Q, R, A, numbers and whatnot, and we had to write it down, and we had to be able to, and we didn't have typewriters. We wrote it down, had to take about 20 words per minute, so it was, we were pretty fast. And then the students were there 6 or 8 weeks, I'm not sure, and then another group came. And it was in that setting that during a break that a gentleman, and we hung back, we were kind of shy. There were not very many civilians. We were the only two girls in the group that took a break at the same time as the as our classmates. And so this young man came over to me, the visor of his hat was turned up, said Tex, and he said to me, "You need to know me." And I didn't know whether to be insulted or flattered, but anyway, that was how I met James Riddlesberger. And during the time that he was a student there, his father in Texas died, so he went to Texas for a funeral and was gone a while, and returned later with another class. A new class came in every week. And when he left that training, he went to Officers Candidate School in Florida. And we communicated by letter, and of course there were interesting young men, and I had a few dates with several of them, and they came from all over the United States, and we commented on the their language was kind of strange, and they were complaining about that Sioux Falls was not much of a town. They had come from cities, and